Welcome back to the PM Sports Page. It's now time to talk with our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. Pleased to be joined by Washington Archer, David Reese. David, it's great to have you on. I appreciate the time.
Hey, Cole.
David, great state tournament for you happened a couple weekends ago in Des Moines for the Washington Archery team. You shot a 289 in the bullseye competition. That was good enough for 16th place out of 404 high school boys. So a great outing for you. Take me back to that day, David. How are you feeling? How do you think things went in that state tournament in Des Moines?
I think they went pretty well. I'm pretty pleased with my performance. Not too much went wrong. Could have pulled in a few more stray shots, but other than that, I think I did pretty well. Mm-hmm. Coaches were pretty pleased.
What was the atmosphere like at the state competition?
Oh, it's always tense. Archers from all over the state are there. They're all nervous. There's definitely a nervous air. A lot of silence. Nobody really wants to talk, so it's really helpful to talk and get our minds flowing, not get into that nervous state.
Mm-hmm. Well, as I mentioned, you were 16th in the high school ranks. So was there any expectations for yourself heading into the day?
I knew it wouldn't be very low in the tournament, and I really wanted to shoot well that day. I wanted that day to be a PR for myself. I've been working really hard outside of practice to achieve that. Personally, I wanted to shoot a 292, which would have placed me maybe fifth in the tournament. Yeah, everybody else at that tournament shot pretty well. Mm-hmm. I'm pleased with my performance despite not getting 292.
Mm-hmm. And what is your personal record?
I think my personal record is a 290.
Okay, cool. If you're talking to someone who hasn't been to archery competition, just kind of lay out the day, how it all happens.
So basically everybody lines up at the line, grabs their arrows, puts them in the quivers, puts their score sheets up at the target. Everybody sits back down and waits for the whistle. Once the whistles are blown, everybody stands up, picks their bow off of the rack, walks to the line, waits at the line for another whistle. After that whistle, everybody then raises their bows, puts arrows on the strings, and starts shooting.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the team. How do you think the team has improved throughout the season?
Oh, man. I've seen so much improvement in so many individual archers, as well as the team. Like, our scores just keep getting higher. Like, this year we had a goal. I think we met it at one of the tournaments, which is pretty good.
How about from an individual standpoint, how do you think you've improved over the years?
You know, you just got to put in the time, the effort, the concentration. You can't just walk up to the line and go, yeah, whatever, we'll just shoot. You got to think about each arrow and remember where you shot, and a lot of mental capability and mental preparedness that goes into shooting well.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with David Reese of Washington High School, part of the archery team. David, how long have you been involved in archery?
This is my third year doing it. This was my third year doing it at Washington. Before this, I'd been interested in archery, never really picked it up as a sport, just more of a hobby. So it was nice to move here and start that.
And what influenced you to want to actually start competing?
Well, the opportunity of being on an archery team was the thing that actually started it all. There was no such opportunity at the place where we used to live.
If you were to give one piece of advice to someone who wants to start archery, what would that be?
I'd say keep your form the same. If you have an expert around, consult them. Be willing to change. But once you find that rhythm, don't change for anything. Remember your aim. That's a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Well, David, let's switch gears a little bit. You are a senior, set to graduate here this year. So what are the plans come next fall?
Well, I plan to graduate high school with quite a bit of credit through Kirkwood, and I plan to go to Kirkwood to finish my associate's degree, which I've been working on. And after that, I'd like to pursue an electrical apprenticeship to become an electrician.
Okay. So why electrician? What made you want to start going that route?
It's a hands-on job, and I really can't see myself working at a desk a lot. I like working with my hands, using tools, getting a job done, being able to look back at the end of the day and knowing what I did and seeing its progress.
Well, switching gears some more here, David. Obviously, you're going to have some free time on your hands for the next several weeks without school. So what's that time going to look like for yourself?
Probably a lot of family time. Yeah, spend a lot of family time before I go away to college, play games, maybe pick up a TV show. I don't know.
Our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, movement is your medicine. How do you use that motto to prepare for a tournament?
Yeah, so a lot of a tournament is mental preparedness, like I said, but mental preparedness can also be linked to like adrenaline and stuff that you need to get out. So before a tournament, you can typically find me jumping around in the lineup and flexing my hands as I walk up to and from the shooting line. I like getting a lot of my nerves out by talking, maybe even if that's to myself. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, David, hey, congratulations once again on a great state tournament, and best of luck moving forward.
Thank you.
That's David Reese, a senior in the Washington archery team. Join us as this week's Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. And David was 16th out of over 400 high school boys at the state meet in Des Moines. Let's take one final break and close things out on the PM Sports page right after this. You're listening to AM.FM KCII.